The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for listening to the Town Hall Review podcast, where we bring you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Our podcast is brought to you through partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece that I trust you'll enjoy.
This Friday, a major movie, Gosnell, is coming out via theaters near you. Ann McElhaney, one of my favorite people on earth. Not merely my favorite people in L.A. or America or the Western Hemisphere.
The whole planet.
The Earth. And I would go further. I would say in this particular galaxy.
Oh, God, I love it. That's perfect. I'll work. I can work with that.
You could.
Yeah, I can totally work with that. That's very good.
By the way, she knows it's true. Her husband knows it's true. Yeah. My wife knows it's true. Yeah. She's co-producer of the new movie Gosnell and author of the book Gosnell. The Untold Story of America's Most Prolific Serial Killer is now out in paperback. I saw the movie, and is it the same as what I saw at your home?
Very close.
Good.
To it,
well, then let me just say to people, I don't easily shed tears at a movie. And I didn't think I would, honestly. I knew the story, and I was just curious to see how Ann and Phelim had put it into a film. But I was overwhelmed. And you don't do it. It's not an angry film. It's just we'd like you to know what happened. And I strongly recommend that you folks see it. It'll just, if nothing else, it'll make you think. And we have to think. We can't just feel. It'll make you think. So it's coming out in how many theaters?
In at least 600 theaters, and we're adding theaters all the time. We've had some problems with theaters too, you know, but it'll be over 600 theaters on Friday the 12th. And if it's not in your local theater, start demanding that it can, because it can still go there. We have days to go before we sleep.
Good.
And theaters are being added all the time. And you're right, exactly right, what you said, you know. People need to know. They need to stop feeling stuff and they need to know things. And they actually need to feel things too, by the way. It's interesting, I was in Ireland, you know, when they had the referendum there, and I met a woman at a party. And
on abortion.
On the abortion, which was 2-3. So in Catholic Ireland, 2 out of 3 people voted for abortion. And I met a woman, I said to her, you know what's really a shame is that no one knows what they voted for. And she said, what do you mean? And I said, well, they never described an abortion during the debate. And she said, but what's the relevance of that? You know, you can't make this stuff up, you know. And I can tell you she has 2 PhDs. And she asked me what the relevance was of having a description of what you were voting for as part of the conversation. And she thought that wasn't a great idea. And it's one of the things that we're most proud about in the movie, that in the movie, you know, in the court case, the jury had to have an education about what the difference between a good abortion was and murder. And it's a chilling section of the movie, and it's taken verbatim from the transcripts of the trial. And I can tell you that the jury members we spoke to were shocked and appalled by what's legal in America.
Well, just for the record as well, there were born babies whom he killed. I mean, where even, I have to believe, pro-choice people would acknowledge it was murder.
Yeah, that he induced, well, he induced women to you know, to deliver babies, and then he killed them.
And then he would kill them.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's very interesting. You said just know, and we have the same position. My wife's position is very interesting. She would like, more than any other law passed, a law that any woman going for an abortion simply be told about the state of what she's carrying.
That's right.
Call
that's
it a fetus, call it a baby,
yes.
Call it a moon rock.
And get pictures.
That's it. Just, that's all.
Yep.
In other words, informed consent.
100%.
We tell people how many calories are on a menu.
Oh, yeah, and we're really it's really important. And when we walk into a hotel in California, we find out that there might be some kind of trace of something that if you force-fed a rat for 1,000 years, that the rat would die of cancer. Shocker. And we have to have that, like, right up there in the poshest hotels in L.A. But no, this woman is going to go in there, and the last thing you want to do is to show her an ultrasound. The last thing you want to do is let her hear her baby's heartbeat. One of the actors in our movie, by the way, unbelievable, by the way, she turns around and says, by the way, this is my own story, incredible story about her, about her, Tessa Watley, and she was having an abortion in Houston, and the nurse said to her, I'm going to leave you for a minute, you need to listen to your baby's heartbeat, I'm going to come back though and I'm going to start the procedure. And you
can
imagine.
The nurse did that? I can't believe
the nurse
is fired.
And the nurse did that. I tell you, it's against the law. It's against the rules, I should say. And the girl, she said, I put my clothes on and I went out to the car. And people can watch her video.
You could cry.
The video of her online. She was so beautiful. And she said, she stays awake. He's 5 years old now. And she stays awake at night and watches him sleep. And she can't believe that she could have destroyed something so precious.
This is the, your point. I love it. I was in Starbucks the other day. There was actually, California is where we live in a mad state. Some nothing content in coffee. There are signs you can get cancer from it. Did you see that?
Acrolein
or
news,
something?
You know, the bad news about cancer, Dennis, that you and I both know is it's everywhere.
Right.
You know, living is cancerous.
Gosnell is coming out this Friday at a theater near you. All right. All right, my friends. I'm Dennis Prager, and I'm speaking to Ann McElhaney. She and her husband, Phelan McAleer, are one of the great couples in our country. In every way, by the way, not just because of their values and positions. They are just great, great human beings. They're great to be with. They're a riot. You are. The two of you are a riot.
We do our best.
There should be a sitcom of the two of you.
Oh, totally.
You agree?
Yeah, totally.
And go home with you.
Yeah. No, yes, it's an ongoing drama.
In your relationship, is he sort of like the straight man, and you're the character, or is it?
You know, it can interchange, there might be a bit of that. You know, but yeah.
Right. I'm the straight man with you. Their film, you know, thank God we could laugh because, look, every poll shows conservatives are happier than liberals and leftists are the least happy people in the country. And you can see it. It's reflected in the way they live and the way they treat other people. So despite your passion on the abortion issue and this incredible movie, which, by the way, I want to just tell you folks, It's about a human being. It is about, by the way, I'll tell you what I really think it's about, the press. I think the press part in your movie is as important as the abortion part.
I totally agree with you. Yeah. And I think there'll be a lot of people who'll watch that film and be incredibly disturbed by the fact that their media, the American media, chose not to cover this trial.
What about the Philadelphia media?
Oh, no, I mean, forget, you know, everyone. But, I mean, if you think at the same time, and everyone's going to remember this, Jodi Arias was on trial at the same time. Everyone knew about Jodi Arias, as I like to say, the blow-by-blow account of her life with her boyfriend up until the end of his life. One guy died. Now, it's incredibly tragic for his family. I totally get that. But we all knew all the details, all the salacious details, by the way, of their relationship and how she killed him and all of that. At the very same time that trial was on, Kermit Gosnell was on trial for killing babies who were born alive and crickets, absolute crickets. So I think there'll be a lot of people asking questions about how complicit the media were in the cover-up, a cover-up of this story. How it was, for example, and you know, so many people have gotten away with murder here. The Department of Health in Harrisburg, by the way, two women died in that clinic.
Oh, that's right.
Samika
Shaw, about that.
An African-American woman died in 2000. And you know what? No one walked across the threshold to check out what happened to an African-American woman in the city of brotherly love, in a progressive city, in a sanctuary city. And it's almost unbelievable to believe then, after that, years after that, Karnamaya Monger, a refugee, a Bhutanese refugee died. And they still didn't bother getting inspired enough to go across the threshold. And if they had, they'd have found, you know, cats walking around. They'd have found these severed feet in jars. They'd have found all of this awful things. But you know what's really awful? And I just add to this because it's worth knowing. The night of the raid, when they eventually caught up with this guy, only because of this, a fantastic police detective, Jim Wood, played very brilliantly in the film by Dean Cain. That night, they all are there, the DEA, the FBI, the DA's office, and two nurses from the Department of Health. And what have you got when you walk into this? You've got all these women lined up for abortions, but there are cats walking around. There is a smell of death. There are bodies lined up in the basement. And guess what these two geniuses decided to do? They phoned the higher-ups in Harrisburg and said, oh, well, all these women are lined up for abortions. Let them keep going. Let them keep aborting. Let them keep working. Now, these are the same people, and your listeners know this, who walk into pubs, find a piece of dust and say, right, we're closing this place down, or find a bit of mould and a piece of bread in a restaurant and close that restaurant down like that and say, everyone, get out, drop your knives and forks, get out. So but true. No, in this situation, it's so important to keep the abortion mill going. So this is the world we're living in, and those questions have not been resolved and not been answered, and people are going to be angry
by the
about
way,
that.
Just for the reference to Harrisburg, it's the capital of Pennsylvania. So No, I'm just letting you.
And I will be there, by the way. Oh, about a week.
Did you celebrate the Kavanaugh?
Oh, my God, what an amazing day. What an amazing moment. And I was with a very good bunch of conservatives in North Carolina, and we were just... But, I was just saying to Alan here beside me, like, we were nervous. People were nervous because we're watching and thinking, until it was done, it wasn't done. Because I was thinking,
is somebody going to shoot me here?
I thought, is somebody going to shoot here? I don't know what's going to happen here.
And I don't understand. Are you a misogynist? No. This is a serious question in America today. If you celebrate his ascension to the court, you are a misogynist. What do you say to that?
I say that this, if ever we needed a spectacle, it's really interesting. I'll tell you what made me think during all of this. I kept thinking of Andrew Breitbart. Andrew Breitbart became a conservative because of what was done to Clarence Thomas. And I can tell you, I have to believe that all across America, there are good people who sat and watched what they did to a good man and thought, oh my God, I don't want any part of this. Dennis, you've made a very good point before. I remember you saying, in a different case, you said, if any of us were judged by the worst thing we ever said in private, we're done for, right? We're done for. Mm-hmm. God between us and all harm, Dennis, if any of us were judged by what we did when we were 17. I mean, sorry. And if anyone out there is so pure and so fabulous that they can look back and didn't have a drink or didn't... He threw ice. I mean, it's disgusting to watch that. To watch that they spoke about
front
that.
Front page of the New York Times.
The ice throwing.
His freshman year in college.
My God. I mean, who do these people out there in America think their own children are? Who do they think their own brothers and sisters are? Don't they remember their own past? It is incredible to me. These are the leftists, by the way. These are the ones who are all into all the loose behavior. They're the ones who taught the world how to become, you know, crazy and badly behaved. I mean, they taught the world to do that.
They're the ones who made co-ed dorms.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it's
unbelievable. They dropped all the rules for male and female separate dorms.
I'll tell you, I sat and watched that man, and I thought, I was so filled with admiration for him and his wife and his darling children. And I just thought, this is the very best of America. And thanks be to God, I was worried that he would back down. I actually thought, because who is fit for this? But it shows you the timber and the caliber of the man, that he stood there and took this. And took it for all of us.
Let me remind everybody, Gosnell is coming out this Friday, and it's tangentially almost a film about abortion. It is about so much more, and as I said, I wept. So it'll be at a theater near you, and it is great to be with you.
Thank you. Go to gosnellmovie.com, and you can find the local listing.
Good.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Our program is coming today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.